The use of this text or audio material is subject to the T.R. American Patriot User Agreement located at tramericanpatriot.com. Speech War Document 1. The Roosevelt Policy. Railroad discriminations in coal and oil. A message of the President sent to Congress March 7, 1906. I have signed the joint resolution instructing the Interstate Commerce Commission to make examinations into the subject of railroad discriminations and monopolies in coal and oil, and report in the same from time to time. I have signed it with hesitation, because in the form in which it was passed it achieves very little and may achieve nothing, and it is highly undesirable that a resolution of this kind shall become law in such form as to give the impression of insincerity, that is, of pretending to do something which really is not done. But after much hesitation, I concluded to sign the resolution, because its defects can be remedied by legislation which I hereby ask for, and it must be understood that, unless this subsequent legislation is granted, the present resolution must be mainly, and maybe entirely, inoperative. Before specifying what this legislation is, I wish to call attention to one or two preliminary facts. In the first place, a part of the investigation requested by the House of Representatives in the resolution adopted February 15, 1905, relating to the oil industry, and a further part having to do with the anthracite coal industry, has been for some time under investigation by the Department of Commerce and Labor. These investigations, I am informed, are approaching completion, and before Congress adjourns I shall submit to you the preliminary reports of these investigations. Until these reports are completed, the Interstate Commerce Commission could not endeavor to carry out so much of the resolution of Congress as refers to the ground thus already covered without running the risk of seeing the two investigations conflict, and therefore render each other more or less nugatory. In the second place, I call your attention to the fact that, if an investigation of the nature proposed in this joint resolution is thoroughly and effectively conducted, it will result in giving immunity from criminal prosecution to all persons who are called, sworn and constrained by compulsory process of law to testify as witnesses, though of course such immunity from prosecution is not given to those from whom statements or information, merely, in contradistinction to sworn testimony, is obtained. This is not at all to say that such investigations should not be undertaken. Publicity can by itself often accomplish extraordinary results for good, and the court of public judgment may secure such results where the courts of law are powerless. There are many cases where an investigation securing complete publicity about abuses and giving Congress the material on which to proceed in the enactment of laws is more useful than a criminal prosecution can possibly be. But it should not be provided for by law without a clear understanding that it may be an alternative instead of an additional remedy, that is, that to carry on the investigation may serve as a bar to the successful prosecution of the offenses disclosed. The official body directed by Congress to make the investigation must, of course, carry out its direction, and therefore the direction should not be given without full appreciation of what it means. But the direction contained in the joint resolution which I have signed will remain almost inoperative, unless money is provided to carry out the investigations in question, and unless the commission in carrying them out is authorized to administer oaths and compel the attendance of witnesses. As the resolution now is, the commission, which is very busy with its legitimate work and which has no extra money at its disposal, would be able to make the investigation only in the most partial and unsatisfactory manner, and moreover it is questionable whether it could, under this resolution, administer oaths at all or compel the attendance of witnesses. If this power were disputed by the parties investigated, the investigation would be held up for a year or two until the courts passed upon it, in which case, during the period of waiting, the commission could only investigate to the extent and in the manner already provided under its organic law, so that the passage of the resolution would have achieved no good result whatever. I accordingly recommend to Congress the serious consideration of just what they wish the commission to do, and how far they wish it to go, having in view the possible incompatibility of conducting an investigation like this and of also proceeding criminally in a court of law, and furthermore, that a sufficient sum, say $50,000, be at once added to the current appropriation for the commission so as to enable them to do the work indicated in a thorough and complete manner, while at the same time the power is explicitly conferred upon them to administer oaths and compel the attendance of witnesses in making the investigation in question, which covers work quite apart from their usual duties. It seems unwise to require an investigation by a commission and then not to furnish either the full legal power or the money, both of which are necessary to render the investigation effective.